Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to CAGcast, episode number 182, a special live CAGcast. Hello, Wombat. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And, of course, joining us, as always, in the third chair is Shipwreck. Say something, Shipwreck, to everybody.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, as always, you are correct and insightful. Thank you.
Well, yeah, Shipwreck's not here. That's our first disclaimer. He's coaching a girls' basketball team tonight. Correct.
Yes, that's what he says he does.
That's like coaching, quote unquote.
Exactly, coaching.
The second disclaimer that I have is that, you know, this is a live show. So if you're listening to this later after the fact on iTunes or downloaded, it's not going to sound as good as our usual show. Now, I have two excuses for doing live shows. Okay? Here's the first excuse. The first excuse is that my iMac died. The hard drive completely crashed. In fact, I think I lost everything on the hard drive. Luckily, I had a backup. I used the time machine, Wombat?
Yes, yeah.
That's what they call it, right? So, luckily, I don't think I lost my data, but I had to mail in the iMac back to get repaired, and doing the show on my MacBook, like the fans are very noisy. I have an older MacBook, and it's just the fan noise would drive me nuts in the post production process. You know,
mine still has a loud fan noise. So
yours isn't that bad though. Like, I mean, sometimes it's worse than others. It doesn't run throughout the whole show, so like I only have to do noise reduction on part of it. Anyway, so that's part one of our excuse for doing a live show. Part two is that we have a special guest, and it's just sort of easier to do these special guests over Blog Talk Radio because they can just call in with a phone. Doesn't require like Skype or anything like that. And our special guest today is Jesse Divnich. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. He's a video game analyst with EDAR, Wombat.
EDAR.
That's the Electronic Entertainment Design and Research something or other. I've actually met him before, nice guy, and he's going to talk about a topic that all of us CAGs hold near and dear to our heart. He's going to talk about game retailers and how they've been fighting harder than ever for your gaming dollars. So that should be pretty cool, and he's a cool guy, so that I'm looking forward to that little interview later. So he'll be joining us maybe in about a half an hour or so. And there's one more disclaimer why we're doing a live show is that I'm very lazy. And
well, that goes without saying. I don't think you have to disclaim that. But I'm interrupting you now.
Oh.
Because, as you know, it's Hanukkah. And my wife just got home from our holiday party and she just handed me a Hanukkah present. So I figured I'd open it now.
Oh, wow. I hope it's a blowjob coupon book.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's definitely not a coupon book. Oh, wait, let's see. Let's push a button, see what this does.
Oh my god, you got a fleshlight.
I wish a fleshlight made that noise.
So what is that? Is that what is it?
It is a Super Mario Brothers sound effects keychain.
Wow.
There's one more button, let's push it.
That's pretty cool.
Cool.
It's not as nice as the gift that I got you, but, you know.
Well, no.
It's all right.
Not everyone is you.
It's better than what I got.
Not everyone loves me as much as you do.
That's right. Don't forget that. Don't forget that, Wombat.
Exactly.
Do you want to tell people what I got you? Because they're going to want to know.
Well, yes. You got me the X4 Ones, which is very nice. The Ear Force, the RF headphones to replace my broken infrared headphones. So.
Right. I'm jealous. I want those. I ordered the first ones from Amazon because they would ship to Japan, but they won't, for some reason, they won't ship these to Japan. But
that sucks.
But my other ones sound fine. So
you need to convince PlayAsia that they should stock headphones.
That's a good, yeah, I can. I got that power. I got the juice. I can make that happen.
Yeah, I might, see, I told you.
Do that. Meanwhile, it's like amazing that I can even get my head together to do this show because speaking of Hanukkah, my mom sent Ty a Hanukkah gift. She sent him this Wheels on the Bus video. You know, Wheels on the Bus go round and round. You know that song?
All Through the Town, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. And this one actually, Roger Daltrey from The Who, the lead singer of The Who, does like the singing on it. He plays a dragon. Now, I was telling Wombat earlier how this was driving me crazy because I've watched the video about 500 times because Ty just wants to watch it over and over again. So you got Roger Daltrey, and he's just doing the voice of a dragon. And it's, as Wombat pointed out when I showed him the video, it's the most effeminate-looking dragon ever. He's got, like, long eyelashes
I thought the dragon was supposed to be played by a woman, and I said, what part does Roger Daltrey play? And then I heard the voice.
Yeah, if you go to wheelsonthebusvideo.com, I'll give them a little plug there since Ty enjoys it so much. But it's really making me completely insane. And for the life of me, all right, that's got to go.
Okay.
It's got to go. For the life of me, I cannot figure out why Roger Daltrey would agree to do, like, this. I mean, it's pretty embarrassing children's video. I can only imagine that the director of the video has some incriminating video of Daltrey, like, fucking a sheep or something. I mean, I mean he can't need the money, right? Can he?
Actually, you might be surprised. I mean, yes, I'm sure he has a good amount of money, but he doesn't get songwriting royalties.
Right.
He doesn't
get any songwriting. Oh, because
no,
Townsend did it all.
Yeah, Pete Townsend wrote everything, and John Entwistle wrote a few, but he's dead. So
right. Oh, so he maybe really does need the money. But how much money could there be in it? I'm voting for sheep video, ugly, and it's the sheep is ugly.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a little bit of the wink, wink, nudge, nudge going on in that as well. Yes. Yeah. Sabrina got her more than I was going to say her weight in gifts, but she only weighs like 20 pounds.
Right.
So she got at least 32 gifts this Hanukkah.
Wow.
We have so many gifts that we keep that most of them are still sealed in the box in the guest room, and that's where they're going to stay like throughout the year, and like maybe once a month we'll give her a new gift.
Right. Very cool.
She really does. She doesn't need that many. She doesn't need that much at one time.
Yeah.
She has a little Sesame Street house, the Fisher Price Sesame Street house, which is eerily similar to the one that I had when I was 1 year old. So,
interesting.
There you go. Yeah.
I know
people care.
Should we take like a phone call or two, and then we'll do some other? We'll just, you know, we're not going to do all phone calls this show. It's going to be like a regular show, but we'll take a few phone calls. And I see there's somebody calling from Rochester, New York. So I got to take this person calling from Rochester. You're on the air. Was 716 not Rochester? Oh, wait. Now my phone is ringing. Oh. Hello? Citibank? Oh, it's not working, Wombat.
What was that? What happened?
Well, first of all, my real phone... Let me explain something, first of all. Let me hang up on this guy that didn't even pick up the phone. Second of all, right before... I'm taking the batteries out of my phone right now, my home phone. Right before we did this show, I was placing gifts that I was buying from, you know, some people that advertised on CAG, you know, people that I work with on CAG, you know, holiday gifts and New Year gifts, stuff like that. So I was buying all these gifts from the same company, and unfortunately they didn't take American Express, so I had to use my stupid MasterCard, which I hate, my Citibank MasterCard. Because what always happens is, whenever I try to buy something, they put a security block on it. If I spend more than like $100, they put a security block on it. Now, this is a business credit card. It says business on it. And yet I'm buying...
Business? It's not the official GVD business card?
It might say business on it. But I'm buying gifts. They're not like... I'm not buying like, you know, MacBooks for people. It's like, you know, reasonably priced gifts. And they lock me out, and I had to call them and get the block with it. And now they're freaking calling me on the phone while I'm doing a CanCast. It's very upsetting. I recommend to everybody just to use American Express. at least if that place is taking them. Well, my heart is broken at this Rochester. Oh, it's Buffalo. 716 is Buffalo. Okay, Buffalo is close enough. 716, I'm trying you again. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Ryan.
Ryan, you're in Buffalo?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry. I think I got confused. I thought 716 was Rochester.
Well, I'm in Niagara Falls, but 716 is the code we get.
Gotcha. So what can we
do? You're on what? You're on the Tesla side of the falls?
I don't even know where I am, to be honest. I'm kind of young. I'm kind of stupid, like Chiefy.
I'm not young. I may be stupid, but I've never been accused of being young.
Well, I'm stupid like Chiefy.
Okay. Well, what can we do for you?
Can I just ask anything, or we?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, in one of the CAGcasts long ago, I just got an iPhone, and I remember you bought an app where it was a train program where you got to the program said that by the end you would be able to do 100 push-ups. And I found it in the app store, and I was thinking about buying it, but I wanted to see if it worked out for you. But I kind of think I already know the answer.
Well, you know, you do know the answer. What happened was I was doing it, and I was really into it, and the program works great. It's called 100 Push-Ups. And what happened was I was doing the program, and I was doing it. I was really doing it, like, every night or every other night, however you're supposed to – how often you're supposed to do it. And then, like, I got sick. And then I had my E3 trip right after that, and I was sort of sick going to E3. So I basically had, like, about 10 days where I – was not doing it, and then I just never went back to it. And now I'm fat. So
well,
that's what happened.
Did you get far?
How many push-ups? I think I could... 20, maybe? I want to say 20.
That's the point
like
at
a week.
You stopped?
Yeah, that was like a week, I think. Or so. Yeah.
Did you improve? Did you make progress?
Yes, it works. It definitely works. And I got to get back on that again. In fact... My father sent me a package the other day. It was a winter coat because he's in Florida. He doesn't need a winter coat, so I inherited his winter coat. And he also threw in 3 pairs of Nautica tighty whities. Now, I don't really wear tighty whities, but you know, I need underwear.
Use tighty whities?
No, they
were
still they were still in the wrapper. And then I got into a whole discussion.
Your dad wears underwear in the wrapper?
No, he didn't need them or something. I forgot.
Dad wraps in his underwear?
So he sent me them, and I called him, I thanked him, and I said, first of all, you have to have black underwear so the shit stains don't show up. I thought everybody knew that, and I tried to educate him on that. But, so I put the underwear on last night because, I don't know, at least it was my size, unlike the underwear I buy here. And I put it on there, and my wife, like, was like, I think she almost threw up. She's like, what's up with all that meat hanging off the sides? And she wasn't talking about the good meat. She was talking about the, you know, the side meat. So yeah, I gotta get back. I gotta get out. They have 100 sit-ups too, I think, or 1,000 sit-ups. I don't know what the hell they have. They have some sit-up program. I gotta get on that. I gotta get on everything. She's like,
okay. You
know. So I hope that answers your question.
It did. I think I'll still buy it though. It's only $2.
Yeah. It's worth it. Definitely. And they've updated it, so it's probably better since I last used it. So,
okay.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Stay warm in Buffalo. I mean, that's rough
out
there.
Oh, yeah. It's getting real bad.
People don't realize, like, I mean, it probably starts snowing in October and doesn't stop until March. So, anyway, hang in there, man.
I will. Thanks a lot, JP.
Hey, before you go, I have some prizes to give away. I'll give you a choice. Now, this is from a listener, Frank Castle AZ. Do you want a Left 4 Dead bat code? I'm assuming for Xbox 360. I don't know. Or a God of War 3 demo code?
That would not be for the 360.
I would definitely want the God of War code.
Okay. Do you have a username on CAG?
Yes, I do.
What is it? Tell me it.
MysticRB. MysticRB.
All right. You got it, dude. I'll PM that to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, GP.
Take care. Look at this wombat. It's like a real fake radio show. We have crummy prizes to give away. We got it all.
This is the most exciting show I've ever been on.
Well, it doesn't say a lot, does it?
No, it really doesn't.
We were on Howard Stern. That was pretty exciting.
That was exciting. I heard that. I listened to a little bit of that again today.
Oh, you did?
Well, you go to wombatreallysucks.com.
Yeah.
And that plays on that website.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. It's different than wombatsucks.com, which hopefully will have the forums up soon where people could discuss their dislike.
Well, I have to take, blame for that, because didn't I suggest that somebody create that?
Yeah, you suggested that someone do wombatsucks.com. So I was going to say, what website are we suggesting this week?
wombatreallysucks.com. You should use GoDaddy to register those, by the way.
Yes, or what was that now?
I said you should use GoDaddy to register those.
Yes, GoDaddy. Do you know the codes for GoDaddy?
We'll do that later.
Yes,
a little early for our commercial. Anyway, last week, I thought we did a really good show last week. I wound up listening to most of it during the production process, which I usually don't, but I was entertained by it, so I wound up listening to most of it. And, people agree. Nebinator says, this and last week's show have been some of the best. Keep it up. He just wanted to let you guys know. And also, keep Shipwreck on. He adds something needed. He adds some needed additional gaming discussion to the show without being a buzzkill, a rare feature among people. And
he's not on tonight, so deal with it, people.
Yeah, well, this is a casual affair, you know. Paper Plane says, I thought this show was amazing. I feel as if Shipwreck needs to be a permanent addition to the show. Fantastic work, guys. Well, Shipwreck plays a lot of games. In fact, you know, he sent out a spreadsheet where we basically total up all the games that we've played over the year from, you know, that came out during the year. And Shipwreck by far, like, blew us all away. I came in last place. You actually beat me.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but so we're going to have our year-end wrap-up show, but I think it's going to be probably the first week in January where we give our favorite games of the year. And, meanwhile, I have to work really hard to not step on my laptop because I have to put the laptop on the floor because the fan noise is so loud. So I just stepped on it. Here's something I wanted to bring up with you, Wombat, because Frisky Tanuki had a great suggestion. So, you know, we're doing this Child's Play charity fundraiser where for every $5 you donate, you get an entry into this raffle, and we have a lot of great prizes, $500 Amazon gift card, $300 PlayAsia gift card, and like 50 or 60 other prizes. But we're not doing that well this year. We're only up to $16,000. And last year, we were over $30,000. And, you know, we do have some time left, but I'm a little disappointed. So Frisky Tanuki had this idea. He thought that I should do some sort of, like, marathon or cagathon on Ustream to raise money on Child's Play.
I think Never Not Funny did something like that recently. They raise a lot of money.
Yeah, the Desert Bus thing, you know, they play that awful Penn & Teller game. So
yep.
I thought maybe, like, I don't know, what I would do really besides sit in front of the camera. I mean, I could bring the laptop around the apartment and give people tours, but I thought, like, maybe what I would do is, like, I'll stay on the air. Like, if people pledge or pay a certain amount per hour, like, they'll buy hours of me being on the air. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it kind of works. I could see you doing that.
Like if we make $1,000 for every $1,000 that we raise, I'll be on the air for an hour.
I think that's you're asking for
500.
Yeah.
500.
$500.
Well, look, I honestly don't want to be on the air. So we only raise like $1,000.
I see.
So maybe for, you know, it doesn't have to be $500 every hour. Like if we raise, you know, $1,000 in an hour, you know, it's cumulative is what I'm saying.
I got you.
It's from, you know, whatever much money we raise from, you know, a certain point, you know, forever until it stops, until we don't, you know, until we reach the limit there. So I don't know, something to think about. I'll take your show feedback in the forum thread once I put it up because I'm looking for ideas, basically. Frisky Tanuki also says it's a race between Cheapy and Bobby Kotick of Activision for Douchebag of the Year 2009, and GBD doesn't have much more time to cement his victory. Well, I tried last week, Wombat, by yelling at you, but I don't know. I guess Bobby's tough.
He is tough. He gets tougher every day, I think.
Yeah. So,
they're making another one of those true crime games.
Yeah, what, True Crime Hong Kong or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
crap.
It's crap.
Crap.
crap. Let's see. Do I have any other? I don't really have any CAG news-ish besides the charity raffle that I just mentioned. You know, we're still doing the marketplace open, rather closed beta, and it's, you know, going pretty well. Super Programmer John is working through the bugs. And, you know, that's about it for the news-ish. New releases, there are none. So that makes that section pretty easy. And, I don't know, is there any shopping news that we really need to talk about? Amazon, you got to watch Amazon. Amazon's been doing some good stuff lately. Like today they had those Final Fantasy or Square Enix games for $10.
Gamefly has some good deals too.
Yeah, those deals of the day are over though for Gamefly.
Are they? Oh, that's too bad. Because I picked up, Guitar Hero World Tour. I had a $5 off coupon, $5 off any game, so I picked that up for $4.33.
That's pretty awesome. They will have a year-end sale, though, that they do every year. That's pretty awesome. So stay tuned. Stay tuned for that. Now let's take a few more phone calls. Why not? Here's somebody from area code 440. Who's this?
Hey, this is CatsG2007 from CAG.
What's up, man? What can we do for you?
I just wonder what your impressions were from the new Transformers game and the new Star Wars Force Unleashed game.
Well, I did watch the trailer for the new Transformers game, and while I'm glad they don't use the character models from the movie, I'm a little confused why they're not using the real Generation 1 character models. Like, you know, it kind of looks like Optimus Prime, but then when he transforms, he looks like a retarded truck. Like, I don't know what that is, a space truck or something. What's wrong with the regular truck?
It's a space truck.
Yeah, but what's wrong with the regular truck?
They don't have regular trucks in space.
But does the game take place on Cybertron or something?
Isn't it Return to Cybertron?
Oh, is that the full name? Okay. That would be
a retarded truck.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to see the full Generation 1 guys. But look, it definitely looks worlds better than the movie characters. So I guess I'm happy about that. Why? What'd you think?
Interesting. I don't know. I'm looking more forward to the Force Unleashed game. Good sequel.
Well, I hope it's good. I mean, I like the first one was fine. I finished it, so it couldn't have been that bad.
Didn't they fire everyone who made the first one, though?
Yeah.
So who made this game?
Good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd check it out. I like the first one. I'll check it out. I got no problem with a Force Unleashed sequel.
That's all.
No, I have no problem with that either. I'm more interested in Batman anyway.
Do you want a God of War 3 demo code?
Sure.
What's your CAG name again?
KATZD2007.
You got it, man.
Thanks.
Or do you want the Left 4 Dead bat?
I'll take both.
No, you can't have both. One or the other.
I'll take the Left 4 Dead bat.
All right. See, there's only one of those. So
you got the bat.
You got the bat. All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks.
Dude, we're giving away shit left and right, dude. Like, it's our job.
You're like Santa.
Like Santa giving away gifts that other people
hate. But not a German that wears red and black all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Santa Claus.
I finished Assassin's Creed 2, by the way.
And?
It's awesome. Love that game. Love that game.
I'm up to level 24 now in Borderlands.
You stopped playing Assassin's Creed. Oh, yeah, you said you were going
to
switch.
I have a method to my madness. I also got another game over the weekend. Actually, I didn't get it. Mrs. Wombat picked it up because someone on the last live show recommended that Sabrina might like Wii Music.
Oh.
So she bought Wii Music.
She like it?
She doesn't. She actually prefers Rock Band or Guitar Hero.
She actually prefers playing with a box of tissues, probably.
Probably. So, yeah, basically, because that game is kind of crappy.
Yeah, well, Assassin's Creed 2, I mean, I think it's a must-play game. Even if you weren't crazy about the first one, this one is just so polished. I mean, it sets the bar for any type of game, really any video game. It's just, it's beautiful to look at, and it's, I don't know. It's great. It's going to be tough for me. It's one of my favorite games of the year. Choosing my favorite game of 2009 is going to be very difficult. But this is on the short list, definitely. And that's really what all I've been playing this week. Oh, I did pick up let's pick up some more calls actually. And then
okay, let's do that then.
And then, you know, we're gonna get Jesse
Ventura?
Jesse the Body Ventura is gonna call in like 10 minutes. All right, who's this? This is area code 239. You're on the air. Who's this? Oh, your phone is awful.
Hold on, let me check.
Is this better?
What is this? Try again. Say something.
Hello.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Who's this?
This is H-Bomb.
H-Bomb.
Calling from
you?
Florida.
Right.
Yep, calling from Florida.
What can we do for you?
Anyway, your Child's Play charity, I appreciate what you're doing. It's awesome. I just chipped in my donation today, and I've been plugging it on Cross Border Gaming.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas of some sort of like hackathon that we could do?
About a week or two back, E-Master and I came up with the idea to team up with a couple different podcast crews and do a live podcast marathon.
Hey, your phone is killing people, so I got to say goodbye to you, H-Bomb. But I appreciate the call, but maybe you call back later or something.
Maybe next.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
sorry. Sorry about that. At least I did it. I hung up on him in a nice way, right?
Yeah, it was nice. I was trying to play the Mario Death thing, and I can't. I don't know which button it is.
Oh, that's not.
No,
it.
That's not it.
There you go. Perfect.
I got to keep that one in mind when we lose callers.
Let's take a call from area code 646.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Top Hat 666 from New York.
How are you? What can we do for you?
Oh, God, I'm so glad I got in. I just wanted to say I love the show, and I just celebrated my 20th birthday yesterday.
Congratulations.
So this is kind of like a little bit of a birthday present, but not really. Kind of, yeah. You know what I mean.
Right, it's a really lame birthday present where the only thing you get from us is a happy birthday.
Oh, that's fine. That's pretty. But it's pretty awesome just to be on the show in any way.
You have any question, especially for Wombat? Wombat's lonely.
Can't really think of anything offhand.
Did you get anything good for your birthday?
I got DJ Hero.
No, I said, did you get anything good for your birthday?
hey, DJ Hero is awesome.
Yeah, it may not be worth $120, but
Did you get a hand job from a homeless person? You live in New York. It's possible.
No. But I got DJ Hero actually like on a deal. It was like $80, thanks to you guys, of course.
Oh, excellent! Yeah, I say it's worth $80. It's fun, and there's a lot of songs,
yeah.
And you know, it's not the greatest invention ever.
No tax and no shipping, so.
Yeah. You're not gonna pick up. You're not gonna pick up Tony Hawk Ride.
I wouldn't even take that if someone had offered it to me.
Yeah, well, you know, Tony Hawk says that everybody made up their mind about. Hating Tony Hawk Ride before they even tried it.
God.
Penny Arcade had a very funny comic about that, basically saying, yeah, we always go buy stuff that we know we're going to hate.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I don't even have any carpet, so I really can't play that game too well. So
right.
I'd probably kill my dog in the process doing it.
You got one of those dirt floors?
It's hardwood. Hardwood from the apartment.
Yeah, I figured. I was just joking with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want a God of War 3 code?
Sounds fantastic. Thanks.
Everybody wants it. What was this, Top Hat something?
Top Hat 666.
666. Oh, I forgot to give H-Bomb one.
The Devil's Top Hat.
Excellent. All right, Top Hat. We'll catch you later.
You see,
thank you
Satan
very much, guys.
Goes out
happy birthday.
Right on the town, he wears his
he wears
top
a hat.
Top Hat 666, yeah.
All right, let's see. 313. I have to find... Jesse's phone number. Maybe Jesse didn't call in yet. Hold on. Okay. Let's take a few more calls because we got this. There's like a lot of people online. All right. Area code 215. You're on the air.
Philadelphia.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Hey, this is Matt from Philly. I just had a quick question for you guys. I was wondering, I have a little bit of extra money my parents got for me, you know, for Christmas presents, and I wanted something a little different, maybe not, you know, like a new game. I was wondering if you guys knew of any, you know, merchandise. Like, I know the Gears of War, they have, like, the action figures and stuff like that. Sometimes, you know, certain games have some cool stuff. No, I know, but I'm just saying if there's anything, you know,
how
do you know of any cool? Figure about $100.
$100.
Yeah.
Let's see. What would I get for the $100?
I would donate it all to the CAG Child's Play charity.
Of course.
Well,
you
I actually I will be chipping in tomorrow. So.
Aha.
Now, what does he do with his $100? He could buy a Mario sound effects machine.
I don't
That's
know.
Certainly an option.
I would. I mean, if you could raise up another like $70 or $80, you should go for those. Those X4 ones, probably those Ear Force headphones.
Yeah, the Ear Force X4 ones. Yeah, that's not a bad deal. Or I have that really badass. It's made by Soda, the Dark Void statue that lights up. That's kind of cool.
Oh, that's right. Is that the one that you got in the with the prize?
Yeah, that's my prize.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Are
well,
we getting those for the Child's Play raffle? By the way,
I emailed them again today. They said they shipped it. So.
Hey, Spud Crowley in the chat room has a great suggestion. He says you could buy like 10 wombat hating domain names with that.
That's certainly an option. I don't know. I mean,
I believe I wombat some... licks testicles is still available.
Right. I don't know. I would go for those headphones. I would raise an extra $70 or so.
Check out the headphones. Oh, and just like you mentioned, the Amazon deals. I picked up Modern Warfare 2. The hardcover edition,
edition. It's like
It's actually, well, it's the same price as if you, it's $59.99, it's the same price as the regular copy, so.
Okay, they had it as a lightning deal for Xbox 360 the other day. I think it was like $45.
I missed that.
Yeah, it was pretty cheap. But okay.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep. All right, Wombat, should we get our video game analyst on the line to do a little some interview action?
Why not?
Wait, I had him here for a second. Where did he go?
I don't know.
I got him.
Okay.
Hold on, let me push the magic button here. Jesse.
Hey, how's it going, GPD?
It's going good.
Great. Good to hear. How's the rest of the cast crew doing?
Well, it's just Wombat today.
Just Wombat, okay.
I could be
like
the whole crew.
No,
oh, well, don't sound so disappointed, Special Guest.
One person can be a crew.
Well, that's pretty wide, so. He's got a lot of girth. So.
I am too live.
He's a lot of mass, so there's a crew, I guess, when Wombat's around.
All right, well, good.
So, Jesse, I might have brutalized your last name. Divnich? I mean, I guess it's not that hard, right?
No, that's good. No, that's actually it, Divnich.
Okay, so Jesse's with Edar. And you're a professional video game analyst, are you not? Isn't that true?
Yeah, I guess that's true. One of the, I guess, very few that exist in this industry.
And I met Jesse at, we had chatted on via email a lot, because Jesse used to work with the Sim Exchange, which is that, that like, fake stock trading thing with video games. But now Jesse's a real video game analyst, and I met him at Tokyo Game Show. This most recent one, we hung out at the Microsoft party together.
Yeah, that's correct. It was great. It was funny meeting you because you kind of stick out there in Tokyo. I spotted you right away, right across the hall at the show. So
right across three halls, you can see me.
Yeah.
50,000 people there. So I know Jesse wanted to. Jesse follows the retail side of things pretty closely. And you said you had some interesting stuff to tell us about what's been going on with the retailers.
Well, I figured given your website and what you do, I think it'd be nice to talk a little bit about, you know, how retailers are being so aggressive this holiday season compared to last. And in terms of just a couple of statistics, which everybody loves data, you know, retailers are obviously being much more aggressive. And in terms of promotions, there's about 80% more promotions occurring at retailers in their video game department over last year. And if we want to talk about bundles, you know, hardware bundles with software, there's about 20% more over last year.
Is that just for, like, the holiday season, or is that throughout the whole year?
So that's taking into consideration Black Friday into now. So it's just the holiday season, unfortunately.
Right.
But hopefully that spills over, right? Hopefully as we get into 2010, you know, retailers continue to fight for our love and they continue to discount games.
I mean, it seems to me because, you know, we have the CAG price tracker, so you get to see those overnight price changes. And I know it's been off, it was offline for a few days, but we're back now. But it seems to me that, like, there's this incredible battle going on between Walmart, Amazon, and Best Buy where, you know, a deal, a promotional pop-up on one of these sites, and the other two immediately post it on their site.
Yeah, and that's actually great. I mean,
you know, sites, places want people's business, and that's how you do it.
But it's this has never happened to this degree in the how long have I been doing CAG? 6 years. I've never seen it happen like this, where it's like, okay, Best Buy's got a deal, and then, you know, 6 hours later, Amazon has the exact same deal.
Yeah, and that's just great. It's great for gamers, and it's great for the industry because the people that lose out is the middleman, the retailer. I mean, publishers still get the full price for their game, and you know, consumers get a discount. The people losing the money here is the retailers, and they don't fight for your business, which is great. I mean, that's what we want as an industry. You know, let's just hope this continues and you know, spills over into the new year.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, I just never seen anything like it. I've been I laugh when I look at it. I mean, it's just, you know, Amazon seems to be like the most aggressive.
Well, I think that's because Amazon can. I mean, Amazon is web based, so it's a lot easier to change a price on a website than it is to print a new flyer midway through the week, which is what Best Buy would have to do.
Yeah, actually, so surprisingly, the most aggressive retailer right now in terms of, you know, the amount of promotions is actually Toys R Us. They had a fantastic – yeah, Toys R Us had, in terms of, you know, the biggest increase over, you know, the previous years in terms of promotions, Toys R Us, even in the total amount. Toys R Us, I believe last week, and I believe I was there, they had a buy one, get one half off on all new video games. Well, pretty much most of their new video games. And, you know,
yeah,
Dragon Age and Assassin's Creed were in there, and that was huge. I mean, that was a huge – it was like Black Friday all over again for them. They
they don't put those on the website sometimes. I guess that's why I sort of discount them a little bit. But, yeah, in terms of, like, the in-store stuff, yeah, they have been doing a lot of stuff this year.
Yeah,
what they are doing that they haven't done in the past also is about every other day they put a new flyer with the two-day sale in the newspaper, not just Sundays. So you'll get, you know, a flyer on Tuesday for a Wednesday and Thursday only sale for Toys R Us. And that's for Toys R Us. I've noticed that they've been doing that this holiday season mostly because, you know, we bought gifts for Sabrina this year, most at Toys R Us, because they would have these great deals where you could get stuff like, you know, the easel that we wanted to get her, which is normally $50. If you go in on a Tuesday, it's $25. And you can't beat that.
No, again, and the surprising thing too, the least aggressive retailer, is GameStop. You know, GameStop seems to have, you know, the least amount of promotions compared to last year for the holiday season, which is kind of odd. You would think that GameStop, being, you know, the leader in video game retailer, to really be in the forefront of driving promotions, but you know, I guess business must be that healthy for them that they don't really need to compete at the Walmart or Toys R Us or Amazon level.
Yeah, you know,
that could be because of trade-ins also. I mean, if you're going to get a new game, yeah, it may be $60 as opposed to $40 or $50, but if you're trading in three games and getting it for basically what is essentially nothing, then what's $60? So I think that's their aggressive tactic, because you can't do that at Best Buy. I think maybe there are some now, and you can't do it at every Toys R Us, at least not the ones by me. So I think that's the GameStop promotion. It's the trade-ins.
Yeah, and yeah, they got us. I mean, that's exactly how they get us. I mean, they don't need to really fight back because they know they have the used promotions. You know, additionally, I mean, this is a stat really not too known by many people, but when a new game comes out, about 90% of that game's sales come within the first two weeks at a GameStop, where opposed to the rest of the retailer, you're looking at maybe only 60%. So, you know, for the holiday season, obviously games like Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed, they've already been out for a month now. You know, GameStop already got their fill. You know, they already got those consumers out there day one, you know, buying at a full price. So they don't really need to be as promotional. But it's still kind of interesting to see that, you know, GameStop's really just sitting back and letting all these retailers go at it.
Well, that's probably because they heavily promote the used games. Like, when you walk into a GameStop, and you try to buy a new game from them, don't they always suggest that you buy the used game?
It's not that they suggest you buy the used so much as I think it is they want you to trade in.
But I always remember when I went that they would say, oh, you know, you can save $5 if you buy the used version, and it's guaranteed. I mean, I assume they still do that.
They have a new policy now where they won't offer a consumer the used game, I think, during the first 2 weeks of the game's release. I think they worked out some deal with the publishers. I don't know if it's 30 days or 14 days, but there's some you know some a period of time where they actually won't ask the consumer if they want to buy the used game.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah. So reached out with the publishers and.
Because it's a hard sell. It was a really hard sell.
Yeah. Yep. I certainly agree.
And while we're talking about GameStop, I'll tell you this: when I. You know, when I was first doing Cheap Ass Gamer, you know, EB Games, which has since been bought by GameStop, EB Games had the best sales. They had a lot of promotions, they had a lot of sales, they blew out a lot of games on their website all the time. Most of the deals were coming from EBGames.com, and when GameStop acquired them, those deals just dried up, which was very sad for me because that's where I was making all my money from, was from EB Games. GameStop bought them, and it was like literally went to zero. But,
yeah, I mean,
it's never fixed. They've never fixed that.
Well, they probably never will. I mean, back in the day when it was GameStop versus EB Games, I mean, you had two different businesses competing for the core dollar, competing for that hardcore consumer. And then once they combined, right, and they essentially have a monopoly over, I guess, the core of the market. So they don't really need to do those types of promotions.
Yeah, it's sad. It makes me sad a little bit. But at least they once they have their buy two get one free and their trade in deals like Wombat said.
Yeah, and some of them are. I mean, it's for the lazy gamer, for the person who doesn't want to do eBay, who doesn't want to trade, who doesn't want to do GooseX, doesn't want to go to the post office. It's much easier to walk into your GameStop at your local mall because most malls these days have two, with three or four games, and lots of times the game you want, you can get an extra 25% on trading credit. And you'll walk away either getting your game for free with a little bit left over or paying $10 or $20 to get a $60 game. And that's for a lot of people, especially if it's a game you're never going to play again that you're trading in, it's a much more attractive offer than buying it on Amazon for $40 and waiting for it to get shipped to you.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's not, as long as you're up to date on what the promotions are, you may not get you ruined, can do okay.
Probably the biggest thing I'm curious about right now is now that we see all these promotions, Amazon yesterday, I think, had Assassin's Creed for like $40 or 50. I think it was $40, wasn't it?
Yep.
I wonder what that does to used sales. I mean, obviously it depreciates the value of a new title because it's lower out there in the new. I wonder what that does for GameStop trade-ins. I wonder if they reach a point where GameStop actually has to lower their trade-in value just to counteract. Because in some circumstances, you can get such great deals that you can just buy it new and just trade it back into GameStop and actually get more credit than what you paid for in money.
Right.
So it's interesting to see.
Yeah, GameStop probably doesn't have too many games where they're going to pay $40 for, right?
Yeah,
I think the most they pay is like 30-something. 35.
It's a little high. But yeah. I know what you're saying. And also, the interesting thing is that when a store does have a big sale like that, most people probably like a game like Assassin's Creed, they're going to want to play it. Like, they're not just going to buy it so they can flip it because it's not going to be that great of a deal. They're going to want to play it, so the effect is really going to come, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, if at all.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see after the holidays what happens with buyback prices at GameStop. I mean, obviously myself as an analyst, I monitor eBay all the time because that's kind of like a free market where things kind of go for what they're worth. So we're kind of finishing something up right now, but what we're seeing is that new holiday releases this year are going for a lot less on eBay than they were last year. So we're definitely seeing that effect where games have less value because of these sales. I don't know how that's going to translate.
I think there's just so many AAA titles came out like second half of this year that how many games can you really play?
That's very true.
Wait. And you know it's going to get cheaper if you wait. So it's like,
well, that's why a lot of games that were supposed to come out this year are coming out next year. It was that competition. It's getting harder out there. If it's not a AAA title, it's just not going to sell.
Yeah.
And that's actually what happened. I mean, there's if you actually go by, if you want to use Metacritic as some type of standard, there was 20% more games released this holiday season that had an 80% or higher on Metacritic than there were last season. but they're selling a lot less. Because why? Well, because if you're not, you know, if you're not Left 4 Dead, Call of Duty, or Assassin's Creed, then, you know, no one's buying you. So the people that actually delayed their games, they made a brilliant decision. And the ones that chose to really go up against Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty, you know, they're certainly paying the price.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see, though. It might have the same effect at the beginning of next year, because there's a lot of great games coming out first quarter of next year, right? I mean, there's several.
Yeah,
I
don't even know what I'm going to do. I mean, you got Mass Effect, you got Dante's Inferno, Battlefield, BioShock. I mean, it's just one after another. I think I'm just going to have to lock myself in my house for a month.
I don't know if I'd put Dante's Inferno in that.
Oh, you wouldn't put that? You know what? I like the demo, and I know some people out there didn't like it, but... let's just wait and see. Wait, I know it's copycatting God of War, but that's not a bad thing. I know it's ripping off God of War, but is that bad?
Were you fooled? Were you tricked by the huge amount of breasts in the demo? Naked breasts?
Isn't that what the game is? I don't know.
I've never seen a demo that had naked breasts in it before.
They're certainly pushing the envelope from a marketing perspective, right? The PR, all the PR stuff they've been doing, and now they're, you know, marketing the breast. So it's going to be interesting. I wonder if it's a turn on or a turn off to the core gaming, or if it just comes down to just straight quality. I wonder if we'll be tricked by that.
I think people like breasts. I did play the demo. I played the demo last night. It was okay. I mean, you know, if you've just played the God of War 3 demo, it comes across as very bland looking. And I've never seen a game that has ripped off another game as much as this has ripped off God of War. I mean, it's amazing. It's really.
What about
it's
Saints Row though? I don't know. Saints Row is up there with Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what? I enjoy at least Saints Row did a lot of things better than Grand Theft Auto. I think, and I think Saints Row is a more fun game than Grand Theft Auto. I don't know that Dante's Inferno does anything better than God of War 3, except for show more breasts.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad thing. I guess I have to wait. I know I'm on the minority side here, but I think Dante's Inferno might turn out to be okay.
I did like Dead Space, so it does have that going for it.
But it's made by the same people?
Yeah, Visceral.
Oh. Anyway. Anything else, Jesse, that you think would be interesting to our listeners?
I think that pretty much covers it, you know, in terms of the aggressiveness on the retail side. Hopefully, you know, your audience is certainly benefiting from all these sales. And I just want to also say thank you for the Child's Play donation that you guys are doing. I think that's great.
Cool.
So we're definitely happy to contribute here at EDAR.
Excellent.
I have a gentleman's bet going on right now with my co-host. I think that there's a very good possibility that Bobby Kotick will step down from Activision by the end of the fiscal year. What do you think the chances of that happening are?
Slim to none. I would say slim. It's not going to happen. I mean, Bobby Kotick took that company from nothing and made it something. He was the guy behind, you know, the Guitar Hero purchase. He literally took that company from being, you know, maybe, you know, $300-400 million company to being a multi-billion-dollar organization in just, you know, in just 5-6 years. Now that guy's not stepping down. I know gamers out there don't like what he has to say. He's very blunt. It doesn't matter. I mean,
my theory is that I think that right now they're at their peak, and that now is the perfect time to cash in your chips and just move to that Caribbean island.
This will kind of leave up on a high note.
Yeah. So because I think Guitar Hero, I love Guitar Hero, but I don't think it's going up from here.
I think we're years away from
another Infinity Ward Modern Warfare game. And why not strike while the iron's hot and, you know, sell all that stock and just run away.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Seinfeld episode with George Constanza where he'd always leave the room on a high note. I don't know, you probably guys never seen it then. Never mind.
I've seen it.
He has that jingle, you know, Costanza. I wonder if Kotick just does one of those. But, you know, again, I mean, he's not going anywhere. He's a lot invested in. But I certainly agree. I mean, Guitar Hero reached its peak last year, right? I wouldn't even say it reached a peak this year. It reached it last year. I don't know how they're going to top Call of Duty. They can't. I don't think they can. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it sold 4 million copies on the Xbox 360 in 2 weeks in the USA. I mean, it's just, that's not even a real number. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. So, yeah, I mean, they certainly have a lot to go up against. They certainly have a lot of, I guess, headwind in front of them to really step it up in 2010.
Cool. Well, all right, Jesse. I mean, I appreciate you calling in. Am I going to see you at E3 next year?
Yes, you'll definitely see me at E3, CES, GDC. If there's games to be played, you can bet I'll be there.
You'll be there. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks, GBD. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Enjoy.
Bye.
All right. That was Jesse Divnich from EDAR. You can go to EDAR.com, EDAR.com. Very nice, Wombat. That was an interview.
That was an interview. I asked tough questions.
You did. The hard-hitting questions.
I do.
That's how you got your reputation.
I am that's me. I'm the Diane Sawyer of podcasts.
Is that what you are?
The Katie Couric of podcasts.
Your legs aren't nearly as nice.
No, they're really not. I have no water.
Oh, you blew it with the water. Meanwhile,
I know. I need water.
I'm kind of freaking out right now because remember I told you I ordered gifts for like all these people?
Yeah.
I see like the orders. I just got emails saying that the orders shipped, but like they were supposed to put like greeting cards in them and stuff. And, you know, it was supposed to be set as a gift and they had to do that manually. And I really don't see how they could have done that so quickly.
It's probably just digital. Did you have to type in a message on like their website and hit?
You know, I emailed the guy who runs the site personally, and I told him I was ordering these gifts, and I don't know. I have a feeling that these people are going to get gifts, and they're going to not know who it's from. It's going to have the receipt in there. It's going to be all screwed up.
It'll be fine.
All right, it'll be fine. Well, let's take some more phone calls. Why not? Right.
I'm waiting for you to take a damn call.
Area code 585. 585, you're on the air.
What's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. My name's Monica. I'm originally from Rochester, so where you went to school, Chief.
Nice. Nice.
And I go to Baltimore for med school. So thanks for taking my call.
Med school, did you say?
Yeah, I'm going to medical school at University of Maryland.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Yeah, nice. College Park is a fun town.
The med school itself is in downtown Baltimore, so it's like 40 minutes from College Park.
Nice.
Well, yeah. What can we do for you? I mean, everyone's freaking out in the chat room because there's a woman calling the show. This might be a first or or a second. I mean, we can count the number of times this has happened on one hand. So.
Well, I've listened a long time.
Most of my thoughts about women involve one hand.
But on bumps.
Don't scare her away. Okay, so the question I had, I was just playing Assassin's Creed 2 recently, and I got interested in some of the historical stuff. I mean, they did such a good job in recreating the environment of Renaissance Italy. So my question was there ever a time that either of you guys played a game that maybe more interested in maybe reading up on some of the literature or some of the historical events kind of surrounding it? Like, I don't know, like maybe if like you played Splinter Cell, reading a Clancy thing, like if there's anything that would make you, that you played something and then you wanted to kind of read up more about the subject.
Well, you actually almost hit the nail on the head for me, is that I was really into Rainbow Six. The game, I guess it was for like the original PC game. Now I can't remember which way it happened, but I think it was the game first, and then I went and I bought the book. And certainly this, you know, it's fiction, but it's a very thick book, by the way. I did enjoy the book a lot. In terms of doing actual, like, you know, educational type reading, I can't say that I ever did. You know, I did read the Mass Effect book, but that was before the game came out. And that was because they gave it to me for free, and I just, you know, I needed something to read while I was on the can.
Do Batman comics count? I've read Batman comics.
Is that historical?
The history of Batman.
Yeah, so, I mean, it never got me that, like, really interested in, like, some real book learning, but for entertainment purposes, yes, I have picked up a book.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was my question. Because, I mean, I thought about this with Bioshock a little bit and then playing Assassin's Creed 2 recently. So I just wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
Yeah.
I know that the Splinter Cell Conviction novel is already out. I saw that in the airport on my trip to Montreal.
Oh, okay.
I was about to pick it up, but I'm like, eh, and then I went on my plane.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking about, on my Kindle, I was thinking about downloading one of the Splinter Cell books. But,
yeah.
Okay, Kindle. Cool.
Love that, yeah. Kindle. All right, thanks for calling. Hey, do you want a God of War 3 demo code?
Well, I have the God of... Did you also have a Left 4 Dead pack or something?
It's gone. I only had one of those.
Aw, damn. Well,
you already
right.
have this? Or you'll take it? You'll take it?
Sure, why not?
All right. Do you have a username on Keg? You said it already. I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, sorry. I'm Monahawk217.
Monahawk?
Yeah.
Yeah, her name is Monica.
Oh, Monica.
Yeah.
So her username is Monahawk.
2-1. wait.
She's a hawk with mono.
Wait. Now I'm confused. Is the username Monica or Monohawk?
It's Monahawk. That's my username. So it's M-O-N-A-H-A-W-K.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get you that code.
You're going to get a lot of PMs.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say that, I mean, you guys are the first video game podcast I ever listened to a couple years back. So, you guys are always the first one.
Excellent. We'll always be your first.
I was going to say, if I had a nickel for every woman that told me that.
Right. And by the way, to our listeners out there, if you send nasty messages to her, I'm going to ban you, so don't do it, okay? Thank you.
You're carrying my back, Keithy.
I got your back. I may need some medical assistance soon, so I'm
right.
looking for a good deal.
All right,
take care.
Bye.
Look at that, Wombat, a real live woman.
I don't know.
Don't know? You're skeptical? You think it was a joke? Joke call?
Yeah, probably.
Should we go into some Sony news?
Yeah.
Let's do a little bit of Sony news. Something that I actually was really excited about. In fact, when I read about it, I rushed to the PS3 to see if it was up, and of course it was not. And that is, there's going to be a SingStar viewer application that appears on the cross media bar that basically lets you browse the SingStar community and the SingStar without even, having the game in the drive, which I think is a really cool idea, because the SingStar community stuff is really neat. But the biggest drawback of it is that, you have to put the game in, you got to get into the section, you got to load everything up. I think if they can make this stuff load pretty quickly, it's going to be really cool, because it's fun watching jerk-offs sing poorly. Don't you think?
Yes. Oh, I didn't know if you were done yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. It's not out yet. I don't know when it's coming out, but it's not out yet. And,
are you going to get Final Fantasy, whatever it is, of 1 billion?
Final Fantasy 13. It comes out today. No, I'm not getting it. I won't even get the English version. I just I don't think I can put that much time into a Japanese role-playing game. And, the last one I played was Final Fantasy X, or 10, as they call it. And I finished it, but
is that the one with the chick in the yellow overalls?
Yeah, and the volleyball player.
Yeah.
They play volleyball underwater or something. I don't even know what the hell they were doing. But I don't know, the story is just so ridiculous, and it's so long, and it's like a grind. I don't know. I'm not into the whole thing. But, if you're into it, that's fine. Not you, Wombat, our listeners.
Yeah, I got it.
I did pick up Pixel Junk Shooter on PlayStation Network.
I know, because I stole it from you right before the show.
Did you have a chance to play it?
No, I haven't. I stole it from you right. Literally, it was finished, and the woman said, 1 minute, so.
Oh, till showtime. Yeah. By the way, everybody's correcting me in the chat room. It's Blitzball. Blitzball, bitch.
It's Blitzball. Don't you know?
It's underwater soccer, not volleyball. Okay, whatever.
The rules to Blitzball, you see, is when you're in the water.
No, that wasn't that version.
No.
But it was just as annoying. Anyway, so Pixel Junk Shooter, I played through the first group of levels. I'm on the ice planet now. And it's pretty cool. Last week I called it a twin-stick shooter, and Frisky Tanuki corrected me. I mean, technically, it's not, in the truest sense of the word, it may not be a two-stick shooter, because there's a lot of, puzzle stuff to it. So, you have to unleash water from one section to mix with the lava, so then it turns into rock, so you can shoot through it and rescue the miners. And there's different situations where you have to, you know, try to figure out, you know, what part of the map you have to shoot to release what elements to, so you can get to rescue the miners. And, you know, it's done in that pixel junk style with a lot of, you know, it's a sort of neat looking visuals and sound. It seems like a cool pickup for $10. I don't think I'm in love with the game, and I don't think I like it as much as, let's say, Pixel Junk Monsters, but I do think I like it better than Pixel Junk Eden. So far, like I said, I've only played a, you know, just that first group of levels.
And I think you should specify when you say rescuing minors, you mean M-I-N-E-R-S.
Not young children.
Not young children.
Right.
This isn't Moonwalker.
It's not Moonwalker. It's
or Shinobi.
But it is cool, and it's another, you know, Pixel Junk, they make some cool shit over there. So I decided to throw my $10 down, and Wombat decided to mooch it off me.
Yeah, because you IM'd me this morning with the new password and told me to take it.
Oh, no, you can. Yeah, I said, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Of course, I did take Unjammer Lammy from you while I was in there, too. So.
Ooh, isn't it Umjammer Lammy?
I don't. I pronounce it Umjammer.
A lot of gas on this show. Yeah, what I couldn't figure out if there's online co-op in Pixel Junk Shooters. Maybe somebody in the chat room can tell us, because there is they do make you, like, you know, digitally sign the disclaimer that there's, you know, that the shit changes when you go online. But all the other Pixel Junk games, it's always offline co-op.
And it is Jamie, I'm being corrected.
Oh, it is? Yeah, I said
You're right. I was just,
Oh, yeah. That's a great game.
Some people pronounce it some people pronounce it
Yeah, it is only local co-op. Like, that's what Microshock points out in the chat room. That's what I thought. Maybe, I don't know if that's the type of game I can get Mrs. Chibi to play with me. It's a little complex, I think, for her. But anyway, it's cool. It's fun. I recommend you check it out. Another story that's been making the rounds on the blogs and stuff that have people talking.
By the way, did you know that JRPGs are for losers that will never, ever, ever touch a woman? I just want to say that out loud. I don't know if anyone in the chat room is concerned about that at all, but I wanted to say it.
I think given the choice, maybe they would prefer the JRPGs.
Maybe. I don't know.
Right. That's not why I don't. I mean, you know, I don't really like them because the stories are just so, like, ridiculous, and the characters are ridiculous. Yeah, and see, Liven points out in the chat room, he said, I'd rather bang Yuna than a real chick. And Sprud Crowley says, fuck you, Wombat.
I know, that's really, because, you know, why would I say that if I didn't plan on getting a rise out of it? Because
right.
As you're aware, that is really how I feel.
Right, of course. So a big story that's been going around is that Sony is considering some sort of premium service for PlayStation Network. They're trying to squeeze a few bucks out of their customers. Some Japanese dude who works for Sony basically said they're trying to figure out some scheme. I like how they use the word schemes, like monthly fees or per item charges. But I think that's, I don't know if that's a translation thing or a British thing. In British thing, I think British English, they use scheme, and it doesn't have a negative connotation to it. What kind of premium services do you think Sony could offer for a monthly fee? Why that?
In-game chat.
Yeah, I mean, no, they have in-game chat.
I know they do. I have no idea what. I mean, I can't think of what they could do without taking things away.
Yeah, well, they can't do that. You can't take things away.
Well, that's just it. Can they?
No. That never works.
No, I know. Well, it never works. It doesn't mean they wouldn't do it. We are talking about Sony.
Nah, they won't do it.
They did take away the UMD from the PS3.
Okay, well, I stand corrected. Yeah, so anyway, I thought that was interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what they had. It might be something along the lines of what they did with, you know, like the Core, that magazine.
Cross-game chat, I guess, would be something.
But they, I guess they could charge for
that.
But
how much could you charge for that?
I don't know. They may just have, like, you know, it's like PSN Gold, right? So they can charge. Yeah, how much could they charge? Because, like, Xbox Live, you know, it's $50 a year, but, you know, everyone, I don't think anybody pays more than $40 for it. So I don't know. How are they going to do that? I don't think I would pay for it. Would you pay for that? Let's say you get like cross-game chat and like access to demos. I mean, I guess I would pay for it just because...
But you already get access to demos.
No, but you know how like the core, if you subscribe to core, you get access to certain
so
demos?
You get core and cross-game chat.
Right. They're going to do something like that. Anyway, let's take some more calls, Wombat, because there are calls. Area code 815. You're on the air.
Hey, Cheapy. Hey, Wombat. How are you doing? This is Goonchi.
Goonchi?
Goonchi. Yeah, I'm sitting here with my wife and my two-month-old little girl in my arms. So
I'm
congratulations.
With a little baby. So it's nice to talk to you guys.
Sure. And what can we do for you?
I was wondering, first question is, how long did it take for you guys to get back into gaming after you guys had your newborn?
Oh, I brought my Game Boy, my DS, into the delivery room.
Ah. So
while that thing was popping out. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. I got into it. You know, the kid has to sleep sometimes, so.
Yeah, it's once the kid gets into, like, a regular sleep habit. Like, Sabrina goes to bed around 7, between 7:30 and 8 now. So I kind of have most, you know, prime time hours, you know, to play games. That's when I play games. It's usually at night, so.
Ty goes to sleep at 10.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's been fun, and it's been a trial at the same time. So for all the young guys listening out there, take your time with it. But
the first year is awful. The first year is just awful.
It's really hard, but you'll make it through.
Yeah, I got the CAG game log for going, so I'll have plenty
backlog.
Of time to play catch up.
Cool. All right, man.
You want a all you guys' hard work and your website and the podcast. I think it's great. Keeps getting better.
You want a God of War 3 demo code?
Sure.
What is it? G O O N.
C-H-Y.
All right, dude. Send it your way.
Right. Peace.
Later.
Bye.
See, Wombat? Making shit hot. We're making shit happen right now.
I know. We're hotter. We're hotter than a dude in a JRPG.
All right, let's take this call from area code 425. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this?
This is Adam, Major Gamer Geek on your site.
Nice. What's up, Adam? AKA.
So, are you
going to
make it out to PAX this year? Actually, West Coast PAX?
No. I don't think so.
Why not?
Because it's, I don't know. It's here's the thing. Like, if I go there, like, actually, Seattle's not a bad trip from Tokyo. I think it's like maybe 9 hours, which sounds pretty scary normally. But you know, after you go to New York and it's 14, that's like seems like nothing. But I don't know. It's just, I'm away from my family for, you know. Well, I guess PAX is only like 3 days, right? It's just sort of like I can't. It's hard for me to justify being away from my family for PAX. I mean, it's one thing, like, if I was invited to do some sort of panel or something. But even that, it's still... It makes it hard. It just makes it hard for me to do. I mean, it's tough enough for me to get away to E3, but at least that, it's easier for me to justify to the wife, and, you know, like, I almost have to do that. I would like to go. I enjoyed it last time, and it's certainly fun. It's certainly a fun time, and I really like Seattle, too. But I just don't think it's going to happen. I think Wombat's going to go to the PAX East, though, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to go to PAX East, so, because, you know, my wife has friends out there, so it's not so difficult to justify that trip.
And you can bring,
we'll
you, can bring yeah, you all go, right?
Yeah, we're all going to go to that. But I was invited on a nice mancation next month, but I don't think I'm going to be able to go on that.
What, where?
Not non-video game related. Upstate.
Hmm.
Like guys at a cabin, woods.
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. Me and all my high school buddies were going to share a champagne-shaped hot tub.
Right. Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
Exactly. It's funny because now we're all married and half of us have kids. So, you know, we don't get to do that anymore.
Right. You don't get to make out in a champagne-shaped tub.
Oh, yeah. It's not like when I was 15.
Yeah, I think I got it, like, basically, for me, I think it's just E3, and That's just going to be the way it is. I'm sorry.
Funny, I just switch it up. Not go to E3 and go to PAX.
Because E3 is better for me. E3 is better, just it's better networking. Right. It's better networking for me, and you know, like I've had stuff come out of E3 before, and PAX, you know, I'm sure it'll be fun. You know, I can get just as high at PAX as I can at E3 probably, but I think E3.
Well, anyways, we know so.
Pretty much. I mean, I kid a little bit, but maybe only I'm only kidding a little.
All right, I got another suggestion for Child Play Charity. You should do a limited edition bracelet. So people that pay after a certain date will get the limited edition bracelet till it's out or something, like $10 minimum or something.
Oh, but then, I got to do it for everybody who. I could do that. That's not a terrible idea. My poor parents, though. My parents have to do all the work. You know, they got to do all the mailing, and like then I would have to somehow, I'd have to email all the people that donated, and then
maybe something.
I guess I could do it. I could do it. I could give them like a secret address to mail their self-addressed stamped envelopes to, or we'll mail to them. I don't know. I'll think about it. It's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. Do you want a God of War 3 demo code?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Major Gamer Geek, right?
Yeah, Major Gamer Geek. No spaces. Yeah.
Got it. All right. We'll get that out to you.
Thanks.
Later. All right. Take care. All right. Interesting suggestion there, Wombat.
Very much so. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad. Let's see. Let me look at the outline here. See what else we have. Not much really left. I mean, I wanted just to mention one other thing that really just for Microsoft is that they took their games on demand system, you know, like how you can digitally download games for your Xbox 360, and now they do it on the PC. So there's enough.
You know, there's no downloadable ways to download games onto your PC, so it's a good thing Microsoft thought of that now.
Well, they're, you know, they want to get on board. Now everybody does it now. I mean, there's so many retailers that sell games digitally, but you know, Microsoft wants to be there too. They actually they have a brick and mortar store and an online store where you can buy like Xbox 360 games and Windows crap. All right, let's take. I mean, we got about 15 minutes left, a little more than 15 minutes left, and this will just be like our CAG bag segment, and we'll finish off the show taking some more calls. Sound like a plan, Wombat?
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Not even a chuckle.
All right. Area code 347. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello. Are you heavy?
Hello.
Are you doing heavy breathing for us?
Hello.
Yeah. Who's this? Hello. What happened, dude? You hung up. very nice. All right, we'll take another call. Area code 239, you're on the air.
Hey, this is H-Bob again.
H-Bob, your phone sounds better this time.
Oh, that's good. So, anyway, we're talking about the Child's Play earlier, and I have a semi-related story for that.
Uh-oh, is it really boring and going to take forever?
No, well, my cousin C.
Tell it in less than 30 seconds.
Okay, ready? Go.
Go.
Anyway, my cousin CJ was in the hospital, and my mom went to see him and was shocked because she saw this big machine in there, and it was a PlayStation 2.
Move the phone about 5 inches away from your mouth.
Okay. Anyway. My cousin CJ was in the hospital. My mom went to see him, was horrified because she saw this big machine and was wondering what the heck was he hooked up to. And they had wheeled in a PS2.
That's pretty funny. Wombat, what's that? How does that Mario song go again? All right. Yeah, I hung up on him. All right.
Was it a PS2?
Was it a PS2? H-Bob, you said it was a funny story, and I had a feeling that it wasn't going to be funny. I was right. Sorry, H-Bob. We love you, but we also like to hang up on you. right, area code 512, you're on the air.
Oh, GP and Wombat.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Joel calling from Maryland. I'm actually calling from Bethesda, which is right near where the lady caller was calling from earlier.
Uh-oh. Are you outside?
Yeah,
don't worry.
No, don't worry. It's all good. Hey, listen, I got
Peter Gabriel all queued up in your boombox outside our window.
Oh, you know it. I'm driving over there right now. Not really. So hey, I got one thing to say, then I have a question. So I just started listening to you guys this past summer, and when I would go running, and you guys would fucking make me crack up so hard. One time I completely tripped over myself on the track.
Nice.
So but yeah, I love the show, guys. And I like okay. I like that you guys have Shipwreck on now. It's great.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, look, you know, it is a video game show, and Shipwreck plays a lot of video games, and he's been cracking me up lately, I gotta say.
No, man. Yeah, he drops some great ones, real dry jokes. I like it.
Cool.
But hey, so listen, I wanted to ask you guys. Let me just preface this by saying that I have both a 360 and a PS3. I like both consoles, and I think the 360 definitely has the better online service. But one thing that I think about when I buy a game, I buy most of my games for the PS3 if they're multi-platform, and the reason why is, you know, I think about, you know, a few years from now, if I want to go back and play an old game, chances are the PS3 is going to be, you know, it's going to be working, and the 360, you know, you just don't know. The thing's such a piece of junk. So, I mean, do you guys think about that at all in terms of, you know, when you're buying a game, do you think, I mean, you guys seem to buy most of your games for 360, so you don't think about longevity, really?
I think about the controller, mostly. Number one, I think about the controller, and I do prefer the 360 controller. And I do have two 360s, so, you know, one's American, one's Japanese. So
right.
A lot of the
obviously the American one will stop working first.
Well, they both stopped working.
The joke.
Yeah, right.
It was supposed to be funny. What
was the joke that American
would stop working?
American would stop working. I wasn't sure if it was a quality joke or a.
It was kind of a sort of a nationalistic joke.
Right. So yeah,
play
I don't really
Mario,
think about
play
that.
Play the Mario sound.
I don't really think about
there
that.
There you go. I didn't think so. I thought I'd ask. So I was just curious.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Anything
else?
Yeah,
cool guys. Well, hey, happy Hanukkah.
You want a God of War 3 code?
No, I got the God of War collection. And,
oh, okay.
It
comes with it.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the demo?
Oh, I think it's great. I love God of War. You know, totally jazzed about that one. Yeah, I think it's gonna be great.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for the
call. Better than the Dante's Inferno demo. That thing is terrible.
I didn't think it was terrible, but when you compare it to God of War 3, it's terrible. It's
right.
Really
right. 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 All right,
okay.
Guys. Hey, thanks a lot. Keep it up. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Here is somebody from. Oh, what happened? Okay, area code 718. What do we say? That's Brooklyn. No.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Who's this?
Brooklyn.
Yeah. This is Crazy Boy 88.
Crazy Boy 88. What can we do for you?
Yeah. I was reading about this new Prince of Persia game that they plan to go back to the series, the Sands of Time trilogy, and I heard that's going to be between the first one and the second one. Now I don't know how this would be. Because you already had the new Prince of Persia game.
Right, the one that had no fighting, really.
I like that game a lot, though.
All right.
Some people like that game a lot. I'm one of them.
Okay.
You know, I'm just wondering, like, do you think it's smart for them to go back to the Sands of Time trilogy and just ignore what they just did the past year?
Well, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions between that first one and the second one of that original trilogy. Like, where did he find a hot topic between those two games?
I
think it's fine. I mean, it depends. When you say they're going back to those games, you mean like the gameplay is going back to those games or the story?
Story-wise, I feel like they just ignored, you know, it's like, okay, the game happened. They did the epilogue, made you pay for the ending, and then they go back to the Sands of Time.
That was nice of them. Yeah, I mean, I don't really remember the story for those games. I must admit, even though I did play them, Or at least one of them I played. I don't remember. But I did seem to remember...
Sands of Time.
Sands of Time. What was the other one?
The Two Princes? No, that's a...
Two Thrones.
The Two Thrones.
Two Thrones, yeah.
I knew there was two in there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean,
I just didn't like the gameplay of this last one. I mean, I need more combat. And I don't want the combat just to be like when it's a boss battle. You know, I need that. I liked how you, when you, in the first one, where you had combat and you could rewind, you need to do that shit again. I need more Matrix moves, basically. That's what I need, Matrix moves. All Matrix moves all the time. So if they do that, then I'll be happy. The story, I don't really care. But, and they shouldn't make us pay for the ending. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I still lurked about that one. I never even bought the ending.
I've been, you bring up a good point because I was thinking about this the other day because I lent Assassin's Creed 2 to my friend John, and there's probably going to be DLC for this and
there's two packs announced already.
But I was thinking do I ever buy the DLC that comes out for these games? Like I bought the Saints Row 1. And I was terribly disappointed. I thought it was like a total ripoff for the price. And I think after that, and then I bought the Fable 2 Not Whole Island one.
Yeah.
And I played that for just a little bit. And I was like, all right, But when it comes down to I've already finished the game. I'm kind of done with it. I don't think the DLC is enough to get me back into it. You know, of a single player game. You know, I understand map packs for multiplayer games and stuff like that, but I don't know. I don't think there's been a DLC pack that's added more onto a story for a single-player game that's made me, want to get it after I went through those first two examples. So, I don't know. I don't know. That just made me think of that with the epilogue shit. Anyway, do you need a God of War 3 code?
No, I actually got... I bought the collection, just like the All previous right. caller. And
yep.
I All
right.
But who do you have, a God of War 3 code generator?
I have 10 of them. I told you, Frank, hold on, let me get his name. Frank Castle AZ sent us these codes. He was the guy that actually won the Bayonetta soundtrack, and...
I know who he is.
Oh, okay. Which I took a long time mailing out, but I did mail it this week.
Very nice. I did get a lot of the Fallout 3 DLC, so I threw that in there. Four of the five.
Okay, see, I haven't even finished that game yet. It's so long.
I finished all the DLC in addition. I played that game probably more this year than any other game, that's for sure.
Got it. Okay, crazy boy, thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye.
It sounded weird when I said, okay, crazy boy. All right, we're looking at, we've got about 7 minutes left. We'll go through a few more calls here. Here's area code 631. You're on the air. Oh, wait, it's spinning. 631. There you are. Who's
Hello?
This? Hello? Hello? Who's this? I hear you.
Bob the Cat
23. Who?
Bob the Cat 23.
Bob the Cat 23. What can we do for you, Bob the Cat?
Can I get one of those beta codes?
You want a God of War beta code? I mean demo code?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Sure. You have a question? Or anything? You just want the code.
No, yeah, that's it.
Just the code, okay.
Just the code. At least you're honest.
At least you're honest, and you're not going to waste our time with some story about your cousin in the hospital.
Yeah.
All right, man. Take care. I'll get that to you. That was good. I like it.
I
was worried that he was going to fall asleep before he said what he wanted.
Hey,
he did. He was able to get out the sentiment that he wanted the demo code. That's fine. Oh, I think we have an international caller here, Wombat. Who is this international caller? This international man of mystery. You're on the air? International person? Or Skype. Maybe you're on Skype.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, hi. My name is Jean, and I was calling because I just wanted to say that you guys are awesome, and I was wondering if you can give my brother a shout-out, because he's a big fan of the podcast, and yeah, that's basically it.
I'm sorry,
I just
fainted because we had two girls call in.
What's your brother's name?
His name is Joshua.
Joshua. Here's a shout-out to Joshua. Shout-out! How do you do a shout out, Rob?
Big Josh.
There you go. Right, you're doing a better job than we are.
Raising the roof for Josh.
Is there anything else we can do for it?
I was wondering if I could get one of those codes too.
Do you have an account on Keg?
Oh, I wanted to give a shout out to my boyfriend also. His name is Tyler.
Tyler.
No, we don't give shout outs to boyfriends, sorry.
Oh, why not?
Okay, Tyler, shout-out. Do you have an account on Keg? Do you have a username?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's Reaper's Puppies.
Whoa, spell that?
R-E-A-P-E-R, and then Puppy, like P-U-P-P-Y.
Wait, what was that, Wombat? Translate that for me.
I have no idea.
Say that again. Just send me a PM. Send me a PM.
Okay, a capital R as in robber, and then like an E as in elephant.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna stop you. Listen. Just send me a PM. Send a PM to GPD, okay? And then I'll figure it out, okay?
Reaper's Puppies.
Oh, Reaper's Puppies.
Yeah. No, puppies.
Okay, just send me the PM. Send a PM to GPD, okay? You can do that.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Yes, R-E-A-P-E-R-S-P-U-P-P-Y.
Okay, Reaper's
Puppy.
Got it. Okay.
Puppy, not a plural.
Yeah, well, she's going to send me a message, Wombat, so I don't have to worry about it.
I'm sure she will.
If she doesn't, then she's not getting her code. And she got her shout-out for her boyfriend and her...
She did, Tyler and Joshua.
Tyler and Joshua, shout-out.
Yeah.
Wombat, I can't believe two girls in one show. I mean, that's two girls, one show.
Ladies love cool Wombat.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, let's take. We only got 3 minutes left, so let's take another call. Maybe the last call.
Two girls, one show.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Aren't you listening to me?
No, I just read it in the chat room.
Area code 310. You're on the air.
Oh, this is another girl.
Really fast.
Square Enix got Final Fantasy 14 beta codes out, so that's cool, and I've been playing Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks, pretty cool, and Pixel Junk Shooter is cool also. Alright, my Keg ID is Control-Alt-Kill, CTRL-ALT-KILL. Alright, thanks guys.
Did you want the God of War code?
Yes.
You did want it.
Yeah, man.
Alright, I'll get that over to you. Wow, that was I didn't hear one thing he said except his username.
That's because you're giving away prizes. That's all people are. That's it.
That's fine.
I know. We got 3 minutes left, I think.
We got three minutes. Oh, we forgot to do our commercials. Let's do our commercials first, and then maybe we'll take a call. First, when you want to register your some form of I Hate Wombat or Wombat Sucks domain name.
Or ladieslovecoolwombat.com.
Ladieslovecoolwombat would be another good one. You're going to want to do that from GoDaddy.com. And we got a bunch of coupons codes for you. 10% off any order, it's coupon code KAG10. $5 off a $30 purchase is KAG5 off 30. And $6.95 domain names, use coupon code KAGDOMAIN. That's probably going to be the code you want to use for Ladies Love Cool Wombat. And also, if you got a PS3 and you want to get a free trial of Netflix, the best... Oh, this lady's whispering in my ear that there's only 90 seconds left. What you want to do is you want to go to netflix.com/cagcast, get your free trial, get that Netflix disc in the mail over to you so you can stream those movies.
Yeah, I got mine this week.
Oh, have you tried it out yet?
I haven't, but I got the disc.
You have the disc. Okay, that's good. And I think, let's take one more call because we have like a minute left. It'll be the last caller. Uh-oh, 60
Hello?
Seconds left. Area code 818, you're the last caller. Who are we talking to, and what can we do for you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, this is Pac-Master 17.
Yes.
Hey, TV, I emailed you about
Remember
when
seconds.
I told you you have 40 seconds left?
Anyway, I love the Cat Cast, and Wombat, you're awesome.
Right. All right.
Thanks.
And I don't want any free shit.
All right. No free shit for Pac-Manster.
Oh, I emailed you about the wish list.
Okay. What'd you say?
You should send a link. My dad was asking me.
Oh,
what
right. I remember. Okay. We're going to make that happen. I'm going to say goodbye, Pac-Manster, because we're going to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll probably, I don't know if we'll have a show next week, but we will have a show soon at some point. There it is. We're done.
That's it, right?
I think people can still hear us, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they can't.
But can you hear me?
It's over. Okay. Cool. We're done.
All right.
That was fun.
Yes, I can't wait for this to be on iTunes.
All right.
Okay. I don't have to send you anything. I need to go.
Nope. That's the best part. The best part is that now I have the whole day to do whatever I want.
I'm hanging up on you.
Goodbye.